Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is regarding the love for the sake of Allah. Loving, meaning loving other people, loving other human beings, and even maybe loving other creatures for God's sake. The Holy Prophet said the following to one of his companions, "O servant of Allah, love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah, and befriend for the sake of Allah and contest for the sake of Allah." So this hadith, this tradition, it's not only about loving other people for the sake of Allah, but also disliking other people for the sake of Allah. It's in general, it includes both love and its opposite. In continuation, the Holy Prophet mentions the reason why a person should adopt this characteristic. He says, "For Allah's guardianship is attained only by that." Meaning when we love people for the sake of Allah and or dislike them for Allah's sake, God Almighty will bestow His guardianship upon us and take care of us and look after us, you know, cover us in His special mercy. Then the Prophet said, "And man will not find the taste of faith." Man will not find the taste of faith. Ta'amal iman. "Though his prayers and fasting be much, unless he behaves such." Meaning, a person's may fast quite often, he may pray often, but until he does not adopt this characteristic, then the true taste of faith will not be attained by him. He will not have complete faith and perfect faith. "In the present day," the Prophet says, "the brotherhood and friendship of the people are mainly for the sake of this world," meaning people love each other or detest each other, conversely, "for the sake of the world," meaning they have some worldly and maybe personal ulterior motive in befriending a person. Maybe that person is rich and he wants a favor from the person. You know, maybe the person, you know, is his enemy and he wants to, for example, gain the upper hand over him for some worldly purpose. For this reason, he might despise him. But rarely do people love one another, you know, because, you know, for God's sake. The Prophet in the end of this tradition says, "They love each other for its sake," meaning for the sake of the world, "and hate each other for its sake." وَعَلَيْهَا يَتَبَاغَلُونَ, meaning they hate each other for its sake. Really rarely do people love one another for the sake of God. In a similar tradition, Prophet said, "The best practice is to love for the sake of Allah and to hate for the sake of Allah." This is a smaller tradition which echoes the very same theme that we mentioned in the first tradition. Loving people for the sake of Allah and hating them for the sake of Allah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at loving other people for the sake of Allah and hating them for the sake of Allah, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد